Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Stand by. Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Keita Spock is here, too. Keita's a longtime six-year member of our Brain Trust, joining us all the way from Ottawa, Canada. She's a happiness expert. That's one of the reasons we keep her around. She's also an author. One of her books is called A Simple Life, and that's what she tries to help us achieve when she joins us on the show, A Simpler Life. And boy, howdy, could I use some of that. Keita Spock, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. A great pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. So one of the things that that we all have to try to work on, small business owners especially, is find a way to get centered, to find a way to settle down a little bit. Our business and our personal lives, we have a very fine seam between them. And sometimes the business pulling at us and the family personal stuff pulling at us doesn't allow us any time for ourselves. How do we deal with that?
Well, the thing here is, especially in these times, Jim, is to make time for yourself. Just as you schedule appointments and you schedule deliveries and you schedule your meetings with your employees, you have to schedule time for yourself. And that is paramount, because not only do you need time to take a breather, and that's a time out from any devices, noise, any kind of distractions, mm-hmm. in order to sit in silence, because in silence, is and in quiet is where you actually start listening to what's going on inside you, and then you could figure out, this needs attention, or I'm unhappy here, or I need to improve here. But that kind of introspection will not happen when you are continually bombarded by the distractions around us.
You know, I remember. When I was first getting my business off the ground, you know, I worked all the time. My business was never out of my head, even if I wasn't in the office. I made as much time for my family as I could in those days. But I remember when things got better, and I actually thought one day about leaving work at 4 o'clock in the afternoon instead of 6:30. And I remember feeling guilty. Just the thought of it made me feel guilty. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
And I've talked to other people about that who've said the same thing. And so one of the ways I've encouraged people to deal with that is I love your idea about scheduling time. If a lot of small business owners don't schedule time to be the CEO of their company. Their whole day is spent as the manager of the company, but not the long-term planner, the leader, the visionary, the CEO. And if you'll schedule some time to be the CEO, that'll help you make the transition over to some time for yourself. Because it's very similar. It's a very similar process. What do you think?
I think so. I think the idea of seeing yourself as someone who is leading, and we were talking a little bit about this, rather than someone who is reacting.
Right.
And managers, in one way, Jim, tend to be reactors. In
That's
other
right.
words,
That's
they're
right.
they're putting out fires.
If there's crisis management, it's on their plate.
That's correct. Now, if you, as the business owner, are, as you've said, acting as a manager, then you are fulfilling a role that is actually not yours.
Mm-hmm. Well, it may be for the time, but here's the point. It doesn't have to be all the time. You have to be able to step outside of that manager's role, and do exactly what you said. Schedule time outside of that role. And if you can do that first, if you can schedule time first to be the CEO, to think about the company, not work on the company, then that's a very short trip from there to scheduling time for nothing, just for you.
Oh, I completely agree. And, yes, I certainly see the point of being of managing when you are everyone. You are the jack of all trades, so to speak, usually when you're starting your business. But as time goes on, as you've said, moving from a reactive position as a manager to the observer as a leader, because a leader has to observe in order to then identify needs for change. Otherwise, as you've said, there is no strategy moving forward. It is simply a day-to-day, 24-hour, hands-on situation that doesn't seem to resolve itself because there is no strategy going forward.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, and it's really the other thing you have to do, and the reason why it's important to talk about this is because the reality of a small business is just saying I need to do this won't get it done. There actually are practical, almost mechanical, organizational steps that have to happen in order for a small business owner to do this. And one of those things is learn how to delegate. Because you can say all you want, I'm going to schedule time for myself. But if you don't feel like you can leave, if you don't feel that you can leave your business for a little while in someone else's hands, you won't do it.
Correct. That's correct. And so that micromanagement or that micro kind of ownership can initially be a great asset, especially when you're starting out and you need to have a hands-on situation going. But as time goes on, as you're saying, Jim, the release of that micromanaging to a more of a macro look, and that then gives you that bird's eye view of what actually is happening in your business. In fact, you can apply this principle in your own personal life too. If you are continually nattering at a teenager because he's not, making his bed in the morning, and that becomes that issue, but you're missing the point of the fact that the kid is bringing home good grades or is exceptional.
You're not seeing the paradox that is your child.
Yeah. In other words, look at the whole picture. And again, as a CEO, the whole picture is crucial as opposed to the minutiae.
And another part of the mechanical aspect of what we were just talking about is going back to who you hire. If you don't hire people you can delegate to, then you'll never learn how to delegate. You've got to hire people who you can train to take over some of your stuff. Kita, I need your website quickly.
KitaSpock.com, KITA.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.